One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Felipe Coutinho continues the development of his career. He's joined Al-Duhail on loan, Qatari side Al-Duhail on loan for the rest of the season. According to the BBC, the Brazilian midfielder, 31, has made just two substitute appearances for Villa this term after scoring one goal in 22 matches in the previous campaign. His current contract runs out in June 2026.
Jesus.
What have they done that for?
Wow.
Completed a move to Villa from Barca in July 2022. Gerard at the time hailed him as a brilliant signing for the club.
Slipped up there, hasn't
he? I mean, he slipped up when he left Liverpool, to be perfectly honest with you. I absolutely live for this kind of stuff.
You can't be making Stevie G slip jokes, Sam. Not on these couches, mate. Not right.
He thought, obviously, Coutinho coming in, he probably sort of was heralded as a bit of a masterstroke at the time. Yeah, he hit the ground with Man United. I think they beat Man United like the first game with him.
Yeah, he came on as a sub and scored.
Yeah, he was brilliant, wasn't he? And you think, I'll tell you what, he's onto something here. But as it turned out, his career has continued to spiral out of control, quite frankly.
He's always flattered to deceive Coutinho.
You think?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Like he always looks better than he is.
Okay.
Like, really? I think even at Liverpool, like, listen, don't get me wrong, I loved him at the time and stuff, but when you look back with the cold, hard eyes, he just missed the target a hell of a lot, and Liverpool could have scored a lot more goals if he wasn't just shooting from 35 yards and taking it all on him.
He had loads of quality, though.
He did have loads
of
quality.
And he hasn't shown it since.
He was a really good player for a little while, so there was no one else who was capable of winning football matches for us, was the counterpoint. But, you know, we'll never know with him.
I don't think Liverpool would ever hit the heights that they did, even if they kept Phil Coutinho in.
Okay, yeah.
In the starting 11. I know the Alisson and the Van Dijk stuff, like, you know what I mean? But I don't think he'd have been a massive part of what we did had he stayed.
I think the hardest thing with this is that Liverpool did the right thing selling him because the money they got for him was stupid. And as you say, if you just say, well, you swapped him for Alisson and Van Dijk and they were the two players, you had Fabinho into the mix maybe, who gave us the foundation to go and be a super side. Beyond being a really good side, a really exciting side, it took Liverpool up to the top, absolute tip top. But it would have been fascinating to see what would have happened because he was on for like a 25-plus goal season that last season. And that's the season where Salah gets 40 goals and Firmino breaks 20 goals, which very rarely happens. And Mane, it was around the 30 points.
When he was trying to play for a move for Barca.
Maybe, but it was also, he was on that rise, you know, he was due that season.
Where does he fit in the league winning side in the first 11? Where does he fit in the side that won the European Cup in the first 11?
I don't think he gets in the first 11. You've loaded the question, that's the point. Yeah, in the first 11, it depends on the game, doesn't it? Because where did he fit in the 11 before he left?
He wasn't a very good 8. And he wasn't better than Sadio Mane on the left-hand side.
That was the issue. Not the issue. That wasn't the issue at the time because he was brilliant at the time. But when looking back now with the benefit of hindsight and you see what Jurgen Klopp transformed us into and sort of that workman-like midfield more as opposed to your flair and your glitz of Philip Coutinho, then it is hard to see where he fits. But I think with somebody who was that talented and that brilliant during his time with us, you make them players fit. You know, you're right to say, obviously, Sadio Mane, Firmino and Salah go on to do great things and they have this understanding and this gel that you just can't, you can't make that up. It's just incredible. And the midfield, similarly, although it doesn't have loads and loads of quality and class in there, it just works. And I don't know where Coutinho fits. So I take your point, but I think he was so incredible And he was a world class talent.
What was his league tally for most goals in a season? Was it like 12 or 13, or did he get a bit higher than that? Or
I don't know.
Because we've just talked about Neymar, right, scoring a bar nearly over, well over a goal a game for some top sides in big competitions. And Phil Coutinho got nowhere near that.
No, he was
nowhere near that. And we were quite disrespectful of what Neymar has done. And yet, for a lad who played for us, I think it was about 12 or 13 goals in a season was his biggest return for us. Like, it's nothing like what we went on to achieve with Mane scoring 20 yards, Salah scoring 40 yards, Bobby Firmino getting around the same numbers that Coutinho was getting, you know what I mean?
But
I don't think it's outlandish to say that Liverpool...
We got better because
we were well better.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. My only counter was that was his season. That was the season
because he was playing for Move to Barcelona. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but that was the season he was due. He was on the pathway to being a 20-plus goal a season player for that on that particular season. He got 5 and 5, I think, in the Champions League before leaving us. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to unpick because obviously he's got his Barcelona games at the back end. I'll see if I can get it up in terms of his total numbers. But his biggest goal scored in season for Liverpool was 14 goals in all comps.
In all comps.
Yeah, in all comps. 14-36 in the 2016-17 season. He got 12 in 20 in his final half season before
when he was playing for the move to
before
Barcelona.
Leaving us. One of those is definitely a fact.
Is that the year that he had back trouble on the plane and all that type of stuff?
I know, think he came back from a back injury, Chris, and got 12 in 20.
To do that.
So he only didn't even play half a season. He played a month less than half a season, which is pretty phenomenal return.
Sure.
7-14 in the Premier League he ended on before leaving. So 1-2.
That's the best he ever did.
Yeah. But that was again.
In half a season.
Yeah.
Couldn't even sustain it for a full season.
Well,
I didn't see him as a goal scorer, though, like an out and out goal scorer.
Yeah, no,
that wasn't him. That wasn't him.
No, I agree.
Yeah, and I don't think, like Sadio Mane obviously is. Firmino wasn't, but Salah was. So
how many
really...
league goals did Mane score that season?
What year was it?
17-18.
Maybe 14?
Nope. 10.
10.
Wow. Yeah. Just three more than Phil Coutinho in a full season, despite being miles better than him.
But he did. Phil Coutinho didn't score as many as Mane in the full season. Because he played for the move to Barcelona. I don't know. Let's have a look. So he got 41 in 52 for us. So less than 1 in 3. Again, flattered to deceive. That's all I said.
It's a mad decision from him, isn't it, Chloe? I mean, you consider that he was... And it was Klopp's point about him being... You can stay here and become a legend and you can have statues built to you and all this kind of stuff. And
Salah scored more than that 1 year.
I know, it's true. Well, that's... Yeah, I mean, Kenny Dalglish is shit, isn't he? Because Salah scored more goals than him. But he did. Look, he made the offer his own back. And that's the thing about Coutinho is... And in Chris ultimately isn't wrong because you could have gone on and done more. Barcelona were a mess that he went to and they just didn't stand all the stuff that Klopp was training out of him, which was the let's just shoot from distance every five minutes. But yeah, ultimately that last half a season for Liverpool is the peak of his remaining career. And now we're at a point where he's 31. He should be getting that move to Saudi because he's the same age bracket as Mo Salah and he's the same age bracket as Neymar and the same age bracket as Kevin De Bruyne. And he was the star in that Liverpool team up until that, well, one of the stars up until that point. And here we are, he's getting loans. He's not even going to the one, the Middle Eastern league that's got the bottomless pits of cash. It's a sad fall from grace.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? and some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
No, I think it's beautiful. I don't like him. And the reason I don't like him is it's one thing to go to Barcelona. Look, Liverpool have been a stepping stone for a lot of my life. They were the stepping stone. Xabi Alonso ended up at Real Madrid at a stage. Liverpool, aside, you know, even Fernando Torres binned us off for Chelsea. A lot of my life, you know, Liverpool were the stepping stone. It was a case of Luis Suarez. Oh my God, look at how good he was for Liverpool. Look at the stage we put him on. As soon as Arsenal came around the corner, no, I want to leave. Oh no, well, we're not accepting that because it's Arsenal. And then he eventually went for Barcelona. Look, was he better than Liverpool at the time? 100%. Do I think Coutinho was better than what Liverpool were at the time? I'm not too sure I can say that, because I don't think Barca were this supreme. Obviously they are in terms of being Barcelona, but in that moment, you know, they weren't going to go on and win Champions Leagues. And Liverpool, you felt like under Jurgen Klopp, might have something special there. They might be creating something. And he forced his way out. If he would have went gracefully, absolutely fine. But he pretended that he had an injury here and there. He forced his way out of the club. And I hope it haunts him. I really do. Because Jurgen Klopp literally said to you, how much he adored you. And also, if you stay here, they'll sing songs about you. You'll be on a banner. You know that banner that comes across the cop? You'll be on there. You'll have a statue outside if you create history here. You'll be remembered. You will feel loved more than you will be anywhere else. You'll never get the reception, no matter what club. You go to Barcelona, yeah, watch. They've got him. They've got 10 other players who are better than
Messi
you.
FC.
Yes, you do. But even Sergio Busquets, lauded. Jordi Alba, lauded. There were players there who were always going to be bigger than Felipe Coutinho would ever be. And at Liverpool, he had the option to make himself, you know, a hero, an icon. He didn't. He forced his way out, and his career has gone absolutely downhill. Yeah, has he won a Champions League? Yes. Did he star in that Bayern Munich team? Absolutely not. He still won things, but I'd really like to interview him and ask him just how much he regrets leaving Liverpool. Because I absolutely live for people who think they're bigger than the football club, and then it turns out you aren't.
His issue with regards to the legacy, because I think there's plenty of players who've left Liverpool, Dan, and some of them have gone on. Not many of them have gone on and done more. No. You know, like Suarez is a good example of someone who just continued his upward trajectory. And look, that might have actually been a contributing factor. Alonso is another one who was, you know, he's remembered as being a better player for Liverpool than he actually was. You've got Sterling, who obviously is, but he and Sterling's an interesting comparison. I think they're both very similar because I don't think either of them reached their peak at Liverpool. So we actually didn't really truly get to see the fact that we can have this argument about like what was his best. If he'd stayed for one more year, I think we'd have seen him. He'd have gone on and potentially had that all conquered, and he fulfills his potential. Yeah. Whereas he left without getting to that level. So we've got nice little moments. There's some good goals that he scored. You know, we can all remember the little stand up Man United in the Europa League. Great goal against Stoke away in 15-16. Was it 16-17? Anyway, but he left us that. So it was like a firework that never went off. Whereas someone like Torres, we got the best of Fernando Torres, and then actually we got like a bit of fun of seeing him fall off there. But at least there was something. Coutinho was just a bit. There'll come a point where you will probably forget he even played for Liverpool. I kind of have that with Sterling, but in a different way.
No, I agree with that, absolutely, yeah. And it's an interesting one. I really like Coutinho. I thought he was a brilliant footballer. And the fact we sort of, 8 million we signed him for, wasn't it, from Inter Milan? And you know, to sign someone for that cheap, who obviously hasn't quite worked in Italy for him for whatever reason, all of a sudden you see this lad and you think, tell you what, there's a little bit going on here, he's a little bit special, this, and yeah. He has these flashes of brilliance and inspiration. I remember the goal he scored against Man City as well on the way, well, trying to win the title that year. And he just had that quality within him, and you think, okay, this kid is sort of on the cusp, on the verge of really breaking through that glass ceiling and going, he could be world class, too world class. And you're right, I think he clearly knew that himself. And I think the problem is, and Chloe's writing what she says, and sort of, the grass isn't always greener. We've seen that now on multiple different times. And that was definitely the case when it came to Coutinho, of course. But he's also seen different stories like Luis Suarez and other people of that ilk. And I think the issue is, and I, with a heavy heart, I have to say this, but when a lad comes from Brazil, like he does, the law of Barcelona is just too much to resist. And unfortunately, whatever we think of Liverpool Football Club, he doesn't share that same belief to us. To him, rather. To us, it's everything. To him, it's just a football club. And it's just a pathway in his career that he's taken at that moment in time. And you're right. He should have seen what Jurgen Klopp was telling him. And he should have listened. He should have heeded the advice. And he should have seen the project and what Jurgen Klopp was capable of. And he should have gone, you know what? I'm going to stick around here because this could be special. He's been blinded by the fact it's Barcelona. Whatever we think of Barcelona at the time, and they were the mess, it's Barcelona Football Club. And unfortunately, them and Real Madrid, when they come calling, especially the South Americans, there's no stopping it.
And I don't think that's the case now. The thing
was, I don't know, I think it might be.
I don't know about that.
Well, but these are good. I don't know, they've got no money, have they, which is Barcelona's issues, so they can't quite have it. But they've got no dough. They're in dire straits, but Robert Lewandowski still plays for them, and Gundogan still goes to them, and all these.
And yeah, Bernardo Silva's tempted, by the way, every single year.
I think it's slightly different now. I think Liverpool are on a different level because, you know, if you go into Barcelona, you're not guaranteeing yourself anything. Real Madrid are a better team than them.
But at the time, it's just worth remembering.
No, at the time they were more.
They've lost Neymar, and they're telling Coutinho, we're bringing you in as the replacement. Suarez is there, Messi's there, and you're going, well, mate, you're just going to come in and play with the best. You're going to slot into the best front three in world football. And Liverpool, again, Michael Owen made this mistake in 2004. He misses out on winning the European Cup with Liverpool because he sees Real Madrid. I'm going to go and play with Ronaldo, and I'm going to play with Van Nistelrooy, and I'm going to play with Raul, and not realising that all of them played in the same position, and it wasn't going to be possible. But, you know, it's like, and we talk about, funnily enough, we did a draft show and we talked about Emre Can. There was a couple of players who'd just been at Liverpool. Their development years came in a real fallow years for Liverpool. So all of a sudden it's like, well, I've only got so much time in my career. Liverpool aren't guaranteed to be going anywhere. And I'm going to jump ship. Liverpool's history is littered with those lads who went, oh no, I'm not sure for me. I'm going to go and try this instead and see if this works out for me. And I agree. I don't think he would have necessarily been, we just don't know, do we? You know, would he have usurped Mane or not? But think about what Liverpool did when they brought Jota in. We didn't replace Coutinho, as in to have a fourth brilliant lad for the front three until Jota. He could have been, even in that environment, we could have scored more goals, you know what I mean? It could have been something, but he was an idiot. He chose the wrong thing and he's paying for it.
Emre Can's another one where there was a time in my life where I thought to myself, he could be Germany's captain in the future. Like, he just could. He held himself. I thought he was a boss midfielder. You know, he had some outrageous moments that he ever had against Watford as one of the greatest goals I will ever see. But once again, he thought he was bigger than the football club. And it wasn't like someone was massively after him.
Well, he went to Juventus, who were the one Serie A, like, what, 10
every
years
year.
On the bounce?
Every
or
year, but he hardly did
but that's
anything
what they both,
for
that's,
them.
That's the funny thing about them is that we now know the future. We know what Liverpool went on to achieve, and maybe we couldn't have achieved that if we kept those lads. You'll never know. Butterfly effect and that, but neither of those both, you know, the states both of those football clubs are in now. It's quite funny to
I just think people
see
enjoy, like, we talk about the biggest clubs in world football. It's Barcelona, it's Real Madrid, it's Man United, it's Liverpool for me. And I think you can throw AC or Inter in those kind of brackets. But I understand those two stand out, Real Madrid. And they're what I call tourist clubs, in that no matter anywhere in the world where you go, you'll see someone with a Real Madrid or Barcelona shirt on, mainly for Messi and Ronaldo, but also because they're the ones everywhere in the world. The stadiums, you hear about the Camp Nou, the Bernabeu growing up. Everything is based on Real Madrid winning 13 Champions League titles. Half of them when half of us couldn't even get in the competition. And I understand what you're saying, but the bigger picture is it's you're just another person to that football club. We're at Liverpool, you could have been everything.
Or he could have been crap, like Chris.
He could have.
Right, if we continue.
I say crap, I said flat into the sea. Best wishes. You called him a firework, it didn't go off. I don't see the difference.
Sam Squibb.
They're both exactly the same.
Best wishes, Phil Coutinho. Good luck with whatever comes next. We'll look forward to seeing you in the Legends game in a few years' time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.